At the Alltech Global 500 conference, I'm speaking to one of our presenters, Mike Hutchins. And first of all, Mike, tell me about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, I'm an extension dairy specialist at the University of Illinois. I end up teaching 6 classes, and we put on about 80 or 90 meetings a year to stakeholders, dairy producers, veterinarians around the U.S.
This conference here is, we've got participants from around the world, all in the dairy business. What was the message you sent to them? I know you were talking about feeding efficiency, for example.
Yeah, the message we want to get across was looking at feed costs and what I call feed metrics. It simply says, how competitive are we going to be in Illinois and in the U.S., and also going to compare that to the world as well. And so the question is, if we're going to survive, feed efficiency is going to be a factor, since that makes up, in some sectors, 50% of the cost producing milk, and the farmer controls that. He doesn't control the price of oil, he doesn't control the price of milk, but he does impact the feeding program.
So what do you see looking ahead? I mean, what kinds of things might things that you've studied, what does that suggest for what we might see here in the coming short term, at least?
Yeah, I think in the short term, it's going to put tremendous effort and emphasis on forage and forage quality. Mm-hmm. Our corn, looking at $6 a bushel, we're going to have to move away from that. We can't compete very much with those ethanol and the cornflake producers as far mm-hmm. as that goes. So I think we're going to see the push to more forage-based diets with higher quality forages so that we can replace some of the starch that we aren't going to be able to afford coming from our corn resources as far as that goes, and a continued emphasis on milk production. We can't slow these genetically superior cows down at this stage of the game, and look at all the various factors that impact feed efficiency, not only nutrition, but mastitis, reproduction, and rumen acidosis.
So if you go to a more forage-based diet, does that present any special considerations on behalf of the producers?
Well, I think if we go to high forage diets, it means your nutritionist or whoever's putting your ration together is going to work a little bit harder, because the rules don't change. In other words, there is not a new NRC for high forage diets. But that person then has to have better control of the forages. We have to be sure it's a very constant supply of nutrient. That's always been a problem with forages, because they change. We have 5 cuttings of alfalfa. We have 3 kinds of corn silages, or whatever the case is, because cows can't tolerate a lot of variation, especially good cows. And so we're going to have to really control of feed variation. So I'm using the theme of precision feeding. In other words, every day delivering the same ration. If it's higher in forages, it means you just got to take some of that variation out based on variety selections or types of forages you're feeding.
You've got a couple questions here afterwards, and maybe you've had some others since you've been here. What are the types of questions you're getting most from dairy farmers right now?
Well, certainly the questions we had here was, how do you fine-tune and calculate feed efficiency, especially when you have different breeds of cattle and different components? And I think that's an easier one to answer. There's a formula that takes care of that. The other question simply is, what are we going to do when the price of milk in the U.S. goes down? My guess, if it goes down in the U.S., it's going to go down in New Zealand. It's going to go down in the U.K. as well. We're in a global market at this stage of the game. What are some of my strategies? I think we had some very salient lessons we learned in 2009. Hopefully we don't have to go and relearn them again. We simply do this, meaning feed good cows, try to get those dollars stretched as we can, but don't cut them short. Don't cut them short. So certainly that's an emphasis. And then, of course, the variable feed costs that we're facing on our corn and soybeans.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Mike Hutchins, one of our presenters here at the Alltech Global 500. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.